Pinocchio's got Jiminy Cricket, Hans got Chewie, and I've got Janet. My conscience, my furry sidekick, my pussy. My name is Jody, and I welcome you to the Conversations with My Pussy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the 8th episode of Conversations with My Pussy. In this episode, I talk about several conversations I've had with Janet lately. Janet is my pussy. And I also wrap it up in a nice, neat little package at the end, telling you all about an Avengers orgy fantasy that I had once during a meditation. So anyway, I sure have fun telling these stories. I hope you enjoy them. Anyway, thanks again. Here it goes. Hey, everybody. How are ya? How have you been? It's storming out. It's storming out. I thought I was waiting for a truck to go by, but it's the wind. Holy heck. It's late March here. I'm in Iowa. It's supposed to be getting warmer, but we are on our third snow. What is it? Something about a robin's wing. Three snows on a robin's wing. Oh, pardon me. It's three snows on a robin's tail. Very different. Very different. I want to take this time tonight to share some stories or some messages I've gotten from Janet. And Janet's my pussy. The first episode explains it a little better, but I will go ahead and fill you in now just in case you're a new listener. Janet is my pussy. That's her name. I learned that in a meditation in my coaching program. I'm enrolled in Layla Martin's Vita Sex, Love, and Relationship Coaching Program. It is a fantastic program. I'm learning a whole lot. I'm evolving. My sexuality is changing. But in this work, there's a lot of connection with the divine feminine and connecting with my sexuality and communication. And for me, it's just a knowing. It's just a quick thought or a word or a picture, perhaps, that tells me either an answer to a question I've been wondering about or just a little clue into something. And one of those first meditations we did, the prompt was to ask our pussy what she wants to be referred to, because there's lots of options. And mine said Janet. And all of the guidance I've gotten regards to starting a podcast, to writing, to stand-up comedy, to just any shift in my life moving forward really comes down to conversations with my pussy. I've recently started a new job, so I've been busy with that. We've been going through some family stuff. I've been busy with that. I haven't taken a lot of time for my coursework right now, and also time for Janet. I just haven't been interested. Janet's been kind of in hibernation, but she woke up recently. In my coaching program, there are hundreds of women, over 300 people in this group. And within that group, we have lots of smaller subgroups based on location or interest or age or whatever. And I have a group that's now meeting weekly, and it's been phenomenal. And just the other day, my new friend in this group said something along the lines of, "The universe is just a giant orgasm." And my immediate thought was, yeah, you're right. It totally is. We've both had experiences with psychedelics and plant medicine. And that feels very true to me, that the universe is a giant orgasm. If that doesn't resonate with you, you're not doing it right. I have dabbled in psychedelics and plant medicine, and I'm learning it is extremely, extremely healing. Each one of them is different as far as what it offers. And a couple of weeks ago, I took part in a rapé ceremony, R-A-P-E with an accent. And it's a powder made from certain kinds of tobacco that gets blown up into your nasal cavity and burns like a motherfucker. Okay? Once that initial burning is over, it can be a purging experience. For some people, that might be vomiting. For some, it might be For some, it might be belching, crying, laughing, farting. Whatever, right? So there's all these people having all these different experiences all at once. And so I knew going into it that anything was possible. I went into it with an open mind and an open heart and some excitement because I have experienced a few other things, mushrooms, LSD, and I've had some more psychedelic type experiences with THC as well. It's a very cleansing and purging experience. However, I didn't have any cleansing or purging that I was aware of at the time. Not like the other people anyway. There were people vomiting. There were people crying, laughing, people like involuntarily dancing and moving around. And I was just really, really chill and relaxed in a different way than I've experienced before. And I really don't know how else to explain that. At any point, typically, I can stop and shut my eyes. And heck, I don't even have to shut my eyes sometimes. I can feel the energy in my body. I can feel sensations in my body. So currently, I have a bit of an ache in my lower back because I'm an old lady. I have a slight headache, the very front of my head, actually like my third eye kind of area, my forehead. And when I close my eyes and I focus on that, all of the energy just moved up there like whoosh, right up to that spot. So, but during this time, I wasn't feeling any of that. I didn't have any energy rolling around in my body that I could feel. The only real sensations I noticed were a very slight nausea and a slight headache, which I think was just obviously connected to inhaling that tobacco. Anyway, at the beginning of the ceremony, we were told that some people may not be open to that purging yet, and someone else might take that on for them. So while I was not holding back consciously at all, I understand there's a possibility that subconsciously I was, because I know I have some shit to let go of, major shit. And the best I could come up with was maybe I just released the tension that's been in my body all week, because that's kind of what it felt like. So I laid there pretty chill, noticing my experience, noticing the sounds and the movements around me. And then as it got a little later, the person next to me had a very, very intense experience. They were crying and holding their legs and shouting and really purging a lot of emotion. So I'm thinking, oh shit, did I pass it to her because she's open and I'm not? Dang, I feel really bad about that. But I talked to her later and she said that she went into it knowing that was a possibility and she was open to it. She's pretty sure what she was purging was her own, but if it was mine by chance, she was cool with it. As I started kind of, I don't want to say coming out of it, because I never really felt like I was gone. It's not psychedelic per se, but as I could feel the effects wearing off, my body did start to involuntarily move, like I do a lot during my meditations. My feet were tapping, like I'd get little ripples up and down my spine, like I might shake my head or blink my eyes a little bit more intensely. All of that involuntary, but very, very minimal compared to what I've experienced in some of my other meditations. So this was on a Friday night. I got home kind of late. I reflected on it quite a bit as I was going to sleep and the next day, and I slept like a rock. I took a little trash can to bed with me in case, because I still was a little nauseous, but I didn't need it. But I woke up so completely rested and perky in a way I hadn't felt in a while. And guess who was awake? Janet. So that rapé ceremony woke her out of her winter slumber. So that means I've been pretty freaking horny for the last few weeks, but it's nice. I haven't felt that in a while. It's nice to know she's not closed up for good. She was just taking a little break. There have been days, though, where it has been pretty intense, like to a degree that I haven't experienced in a long time, and not to where I'm willing to lower my standards as far as people that I'm willing to have sex with, but it would have been easy to like hump the corner of a desk or sit on the washing machine when it's spinning, something like that was the kind of stuff I was thinking about. So that woke me up. That got me interested in coming back to this work, making more time for it in my day, but also not pushing myself to do so if I don't have the energy or the desire. So anyway, the purpose of this episode is to catch you up on some of the conversations that Janet and I have been having lately. There have been some fun ones. While I haven't had a ton of meditations, I have had at least taken the time every day to check in with her. Hey, Janet, how's it going? Good morning. Or just asking her a question. And there's always something to learn. Always. So I did have a meditation one night that was pretty intense. I did take some of the marijuana. It helps me relax, closes down some of the busy tabs in my brain browser. So I believe it was actually the same weekend of this rapé ceremony that my new friend in my coaching program had said that the universe is just one giant orgasm. And I see and feel that when I'm in the meditative state. It's like I'm part of the universe. I go inward to the universe, not outward. It's very strange. If you've ever seen Marvel movies like the weird, crazy scenes where Doctor Strange goes through space and time, or when Spider-Man's traveling to an alternate universe. It's the really tiny stuff. What's that called? Where does he go? The PEM particles. Where does the PEM particles take that guy? They go into like subatomic world or whatever, right? Oof. I just got a little kick in the crotch, literally. No, not literally. I stopped to think about Ant-Man for a moment. I have an Ant-Man fantasy. That's going to have to be another episode. Or let's see how long this takes. Maybe I can finish up with that. So anyway, going inward to the universe in my meditations is kind of like those worlds. It's all one giant orgasm. So when I'm in this meditative state, I'm part of the universe and my body just radiates energy in any way that it can. I feel connected to the things around me through just like energy flowing. Can't see it, but I can feel it. And interestingly enough, during these meditations, when I get these little visions, these little knowings from Janet or the divine feminine or whatever, some people might want to say that's their intuition, I'll get little bits of information and I'll also get big ideas. For example, during this meditation I'm going to explain to you, I worked out an entire 6-minute comedy set that I need to have ready for April 20th. It was a way to combine some jokes that I have in a way that I hadn't done before. And also just a premise that includes a little roasting of the other comics that I'm trying to decide if I am ready to pull off yet or not. You know, when you do something like that, you got to do it just right. So between these ideas about my comedy set, there are little flashes of information that are all kind of random. I had a ping to change my last name potentially. Now that my kids are all grown up. One of the things I saw was the name Pedro in pink neon cursive against a green leafy background. It's a common thing I see right now, like with bachelorette parties and baby showers and stuff, like a backdrop that people rent for their pictures. So a wall of leaves with this pink neon sign. And then in this vision, the sign said Pedro. And I said Pedro out loud. And when I said it, I got a whole body shiver tingly thing happening. And then had the thought that Pedro is the name of my next partner. And I got excited about that because I occasionally have visions of a future partner, and it's kind of morphed into a character who's now permanently the person in these visions. And I call him Paul Momoa, because the first time I saw him, I was like, he's kind of a combination between Paul Rudd and Jason Momoa. Then I messed around with AI online and created a picture of him, and I have it hanging in my meditation space. So first I was like, Pedro, is that Paul in Spanish? Then I remembered, no, Pedro is Peter, and Pablo is Paul. The last couple of people I have had an interesting experience with sexually have been Latino. Neither of them are named Pedro, but they had that sexy accent, and each of them had some knowledge and experience with sexuality that I wasn't used to someone else having. So they're like a glimpse into what's to come. Like just a little like nugget of, here you go, here's a sample, here's what's coming. And then I had the vision of meeting him at Burning Man. And I know that I saw Burning Man because Layla Martin, who is my teacher, holy heck, she's my teacher. She had recently talked about on her social media about meeting her partner at Burning Man. I knew right away that this could be interpreted as just a gathering of like-minded people, because I have no plans to go to Burning Man anytime soon, and I don't want to wait that long for Pedro, you know? Baby Burning Man 2025. 2025 will be the year leading up to me turning 50. And I want to have a celebration each month. So 12 celebrations moving on to my 50th birthday. One of those could totally be going to Burning Man. Others are going to be like going to a rave, having a girls' weekend at a cabin where everybody drinks wine in matching pajamas. Another one being a girls' weekend at a remote cabin where everybody does mushrooms and we do witchy shit under the full moon. Maybe a cruise. I don't know where all this money is going to come from, but I'm working on that. Anyway, that's my plan, is one thing each month. No, they don't all have to be major, just all something. So anyway, Burning Man could be one of those little birthday gifts for myself. We'll see. We'll see. And then I had the vision that I need to go to more comedy, because that is a gathering of like-minded people. I've been needing to go anyway because I'm prepping for a show in a month. But ultimately, going to places where the kind of person I want to meet is going to be hanging out is key. He's not at the brewery. He's not at the dive bar around the corner. He's most definitely not on my recliner with my cat. At least not yet, anyway. So anyway, this meditation, by the way, was all in the morning. I had gotten up that day like, I'm awake. I don't want to sleep anymore. I could lay here and daydream or continue with my dream I've been having, or I could get up and meditate. And I chose to meditate. I haven't been able to do that since. That's interesting to me because it was such a profound experience. I'm surprised I haven't been more willing to get out of bed. Okay, so anyway, I went to yoga that night and meditated again after. And I had a little ping that someday I would be famous enough to date a celebrity. And I've had this thought before, especially when I see a celebrity in the news or on social media or something that catches my interest. For example, okay, just a little heads up, I have random weird taste in men, okay? I'm attracted to funny. I'm attracted to people fixing their shit. I'm attracted to emotional intelligence, kindness, all that, right? Beards and tattoos certainly help, but they're not necessary. So anyway, celebrities. I watched Jonah Hill's documentary on Netflix about his therapist and going to therapy. And I thought, oh, he's doing the work. Let me Google, does he have a girlfriend? And like, seriously, like a week or so later, it came out in the news that he was like an obsessive, like really kind of crazy boyfriend. So that went away. And then it was Russell Brand because he's spiritual. He's doing the work. And I just get the impression he'd be really fun in the sack. Like maybe too fun. I may not be able to match that energy. But anyway, it came out in the news that he had something in his past as well, some kind of sexual misconduct. I don't know the details. So anyway, when I saw the name Pedro this time again, I immediately thought of Pedro Pascal, and I laughed out loud so hard because he is definitely a A-list celebrity right now. And I know these are just thoughts in my head. I don't want anybody to think my head is so big that I think I could date these people. And then after that giggle, I immediately saw a little white dog with black beady eyes and a little black nose. You know those little foo-foo things? I think it's a terrier of some kind. There's actually probably a lot of kinds that could match this description, but I saw the little dog face and then thought, oh, the dog's name's Pedro. That makes more sense. But Pedro Pascal would definitely do in a pinch, you know? So anyway, I want to go back to real quick Paul Momoa. So I've always loved Paul Rudd. He's cute. Seems like a real genuine dude. And there's that Ant-Man thing. Ant-Man. And then Jason Momoa. So probably don't have to go into details as to why Jason Momoa is hot. But I don't really like to fantasize about specific people, exact people, because sex magic is a thing. Sex magic is when there's a lot of different ways people practice it. But what I've been doing is working on building up the energy of my body, my life force energy, my orgasmic energy, moving it through my chakras. And then when orgasming, whatever I'm fantasizing about or thinking about is what I'm putting out into the universe to manifest. I know I'm not going to manifest Paul Rudd. I know I'm not going to manifest Jason Momoa. I get it. Well, okay, so wait. Jason Momoa is from Iowa. I'm from Iowa. And I actually know a lady who knows a lady whose cousin got her picture taken with him when he was here promoting his vodka last summer. So, you know, there's a chance. I know I'm not going to manifest those guys, but I prefer to fantasize about fictitious or someone representing the qualities I'm looking for in a partner, which is how Paul Momoa was born. I bring this into like real life scenarios as well. Like I'm not going to fantasize about someone in a relationship that's off limits. I'm not going to say I'm not attracted to people because that just happens. That's natural. That's normal. I'm polyamorous, so it makes sense to me. I don't squash it, but I also don't entertain it. Like I might be talking to someone and I'm like, this guy's really cool. I sure like talking to this person. If their girlfriend ever gets hit by a bus, I am on it. End of story. And I tuck it away in a little file and I don't go back there. I don't go getting a CDL license. I'm not going to be driving that bus. I like my single guys naturally sourced, okay? But I definitely am open to and I notice these kinds of connections with people. So a few other things that Janet has told me lately is she's ready for aligned partnership as much as I am. She wants a sexual match. Oh, the other day she told me that she's just ready to get laid. Okay, I tried a little harder when I was out of town to do that, but no dice, no dick, no luck at all. Another thing that she told me recently is that both of my boys came from my left uterus. No, not my uterus, my the egg sac thing. Oh my goodness, my brain is not functioning tonight. My ovary, both boys came from my left ovary. They're both left-handed too. That's interesting to me. Other visions that I've had during meditations are kind of in line with the universe being a giant orgasm. I saw a picture of a snake's mouth and it looked like a pussy. A snake with its mouth wide open, and just the way all of the tendons and different things are in there, it just looks like a pussy. And there was also a picture of the inside of a black hole that looked like a pussy. It was fucking beautiful. Totally could have been AI, though. I need to fact check this stuff. But we see these shapes all over the place in nature, penises and pussies, in flowers and in animals and in plants and mushrooms and just all of these things. It's just really, really cool to me. What did I say I was going to come back to? Oh, yes. My Ant-Man fantasy. Okay. Sometimes when I meditate, I do a guided meditation, and other times I will lay there and turn on music and just let whatever happens happen. Sometimes that music is binaural beats. Sometimes it's instrumental music. Sometimes it's music I find really sexy or sad songs because I want to cry. I want to release those emotions. Sometimes I play my quote energy playlist, unquote. And that's just songs I put together when I notice it affects the energy in my body in an interesting way. So that's the playlist that can get a little weird. It's got Nine Inch Nails on it. It's got Disney songs, songs that might remind me of an ex. And I allow whatever happens to happen. Again, not allowing myself to indulge in a fantasy about a specific person. However, I've allowed myself to remember past situations with fondness. I don't see that as a fantasy. For example, I have this earlier sexual experience when I was in my 20s that kind of was a game changer. And I think about that from time to time still, even though like I've evolved a lot as far as the things I enjoy, that particular moment was quite, I can tap into the feelings of maybe something a little more innocent. Because of the feelings that it brought up, because of the feelings, the strong feelings I had during that moment. That moment wasn't all that innocent per se, but anyway. So I can allow myself to fantasize about that, but I don't make up anything. To me, that's a fantasy versus a memory. And I'm careful with that line. And like if sadness comes up, I allow myself to process it. I know in 3.5 minutes it's going to switch to something else. And I also allow myself to dive into some of those positive memories as well. Like, it's so easy to look back on exes and remember all the bad stuff, like why he was an asshole, what went wrong, all of that. But this has been a fun way for me to remember the positive things. And a lot of times those things were sexual. Let's be honest here. Just saying. And on the flip side of that, sometimes there's unprocessed anger I also need to get out, and I let that happen as well. But remembering the good stuff, as well as remembering the bad stuff, helps me figure out what qualities I need in any partners moving forward. So it's all good. Some of those songs that night were Strangers on a Train. That resulted in a fantasy about doing it with a stranger on a train. Pretty self-explanatory there. Another was, Dave Grohl. I heard a rumor. I haven't fact-checked it, that the song All My Life is about eating pussy and how much he enjoys it. So that was the fantasy I had. That was Dave Grohl, I'm not gonna lie. I take back everything I just told you. And then the song came on that started this whole Avengers thing. And that song was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, which is a very prominent song in one of the Thor movies, Ragnarok, perhaps. So that gets me thinking about Thor and that hammer. That evolves to, Captain America and Hulk. Hulk likes to smash. So does Iron Man. Avengers orgy. And that was a lot of fun. That involved a lot of laughing in addition to pretty intense sensations in my body. Anyway, then I think about Ant-Man and I just bust out laughing because not too long before that, I remember having a conversation with a friend about micropenises and how, I guess if there was one small enough, maybe they could like fuck my ear or something. If you've ever gotten in there with a Q-tip, like sometimes cleaning my ears out with Q-tips feels really fucking amazing. And then I just started imagining my ear being penetrated by Ant-Man. Yeah. So there's that. I got some weird and twisted thoughts going on here, okay? And this has been cathartic for me. This is my therapy. I appreciate you all. Also, I am on the lookout for fun and exciting guests to have on the show. I can yap to myself till I'm blue in the face, but I really, really enjoy the conversations. I love nerding out with like-minded people. Specific things I'd like to talk about right now are, but are not limited to, tantra, sex magic, witchy shit, past lives, self-growth and healing journeys, all of that. Or maybe someone else like me who does have conversations with their pussy. Maybe you call it something else, but you definitely are in tune with the messages that you're getting from within. I'd love to talk to you about that. Anyway, thanks again. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Conversations with My Pussy podcast. Janet and I truly, truly appreciate your support. If you enjoy what you've heard, please consider supporting the show. You can do this by spreading the word. Follow me on Instagram. It's at Jody and Janet. That is spelled out JodyandJanet. Ooh, there's a song there. Let's see here. JAN. Something about N. No, that's Jody. JOD. I could use some D. YNAD. There's no D around here. JANET. Hey, that works. I might have to work on that.